This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel has shared intelligence over the past 2 weeks with U.S. and European allies, suggesting that Iran is taking technical steps to prepare to enrich uranium to 90% purity, the level needed to produce a nuclear weapon. It should also be noted there is no civilian use for 90% enriched uranium. Nuclear talks resume in Vienna, with Iran returning to the negotiating table after a five-month delay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday changed its previous recommendation for booster shots, saying everyone 18 and older should receive a booster dose. Last month, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky relayed a key advisory committee's recommendation that adults may get the shot.
Miss USA 2021 is Kentucky!
Miss Kentucky, Ellie Smith, was crowned 2021's Miss USA at Monday night's pageant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Smash and grab arrests have been made in California.
At least 4 men have been arrested in connection with 2 coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as 2 Nordstroms, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Fauci has misled Americans on several occasions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, one Washington lawmaker says he lied to Congress, and he has the proof. Unfortunately, no one in Washington, D.C. has the strength to stand up to the golden child.
Anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. That's dangerous.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas on Fox News explains why Dr. Fauci should spend the next 5 years in prison.
So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a clear categorical statement. But then on October 20th, the NIH wrote that they funded an experiment at the Wuhan lab testing, quote, if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. That is gain-of-function research.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? As JFK said, hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard and it's worth it, really, when you think about our kids, our grandkids, and you know, our legacy that is yet to be born yet. What kind of America are we going to turn over to them? I'm really excited about our next guest who's coming on, Jedediah Bila, who was unvaccinated, and she went on The View to promote her new book. We're going to talk about Hartley in just a moment, but I want to get her side of the story as to what happened. She says she was ambushed by her former co-host in not so charming a way. I mean, here it is. You're there, and you think, okay, well, I know that I'm not necessarily coming into a conservative circles here, but you know, I've got kind of a, you know, really a sweet book, which is a memoir and kind of a, you know, advice and counsel for her son that's just been born, and telling him and sharing with him, you know, some very honest stories about herself and things that, you know, whether you're conservative or liberal, I think that you'd want to share them with your kids and share your life experiences so that they don't necessarily make the same mistakes you did, that maybe they're better off because and realize that, hey, they're just a normal human being going through life just like the rest of us, and they're going to make their mistakes just like we did. But hopefully they're not as bad as the ones we've made. But she's here to tell her side of the story of what happened at The View. Jedediah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. How are you? It's great to be here with you. And thank you for that wonderful intro on the book. And happy to go through that day's event with you. That was quite an experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, because what we've done in this country, I mean, we've pitted, you know, it's us against them in any form or fashion, you know, whether it has to do with the color of your skin, where you're from, are you now, if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, and we have a president who, you know, refers to a young 17-year-old kid who goes to support, you know, his father's hometown, a town that he's familiar with, and he's now some sort of white supremacist, and the president doesn't even walk it back. I mean, all this language that's out there right now is very, very dangerous. And when we get so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, we render ourselves stupid. And I think that maybe down the road we'll look back and go, God, we were really idiots here with some of these opinions that we're throwing around, right?
People also need to remember that, you know, Joe Biden got elected because he said he was going to unify the country. He has not. But when you divide people the way that he is, it's much easier to control them. You know, it's much easier to bring out, you know, big government solutions to things and make all of that happen if you have half the country thinking the other half is the enemy. And that's exactly what's happened with this particular debate about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. It's really horrible because what has been deprioritized is health and science, and what has been prioritized is division in the name of control and what they can do next and see what they can get away with in terms of controlling the population. But on that issue that you introed with, you know, I hosted The View for a year and a half. So I was very familiar. I was a conservative in that state. I knew what that job was. I remembered it well. I was invited on to talk about Dear Hartley, which is a lovely book that is not divisive. It does channel a lot of conservative values in terms of, you know, I talk about the American dream and I talk about character and you being the architect of your own life. And there's a lot of freedom in there. But it's something that regardless of your political ideology, you would be able to pick up and feel really good about. It's something that was exactly meant to remind us all that we're all still people. I did a full pre-interview with them. They knew exactly where I stood on the mandates. They knew exactly where I stood on being vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated because I had COVID-19 almost 20 months ago now, and I still have very robust immunity. I also have a medical exemption from my physician because of my pre-existing health. The vaccine's just not good for me. So they knew all that. I had been really public about that on social media. So I was really under the impression that they wanted a conversation. Otherwise, why would you invite someone who had this point of view to talk about that particular hot topic and a book that is really grounded in the theme of conversation.
Right.
So I showed up and was essentially shut down instantly almost the second I started talking as misinforming the public, which is confusing and may have been confusing to the audience. Actually, I know it was confusing to the audience because they were like, well, why did you invite her if you didn't want to hear that viewpoint? And certainly confusing to me because I had gone through a pre-interview where I know they knew exactly what I was going to say. So it just seemed like a setup, frankly, which is very disappointing because I know the EP over there and he's a decent guy. And I know the segment producer who's also a decent guy. So I'm like, what happened exactly here? But the bottom line is it was, you know, it was a missed opportunity. Here's a book about conversation and being able to talk to people who you disagree with civility and coming to solutions, a book about family, a book about values that we can all get behind, and a moment to kind of manifest that for the world on a show that has a very big audience. And instead, it was the opposite message. It was, she feels differently, let's shut her down. So a very sad moment, I think, in television as well.
No, you're exactly right. Lost opportunity. And I got to tell you, Jedediah, like you, I contracted COVID earlier in the year. And I'm the kind of person, you know, I was with my doctor right away and ran tests and, you know, make sure confirm that, in fact, I did come in contact with COVID and checked my T-cell immunity and everything else. And we've been studying it all along. And my immunity remains robust. He has cautioned me. He said, do not take any medicine that you don't need. You don't need the vaccination. You are very well immune. And the questions and things that we're talking about right now are the same thing that a majority of Americans are, you know, that are reasonable, are asking the same thing. Why aren't we talking about, you know, herd immunity? Why aren't we dealing with this? And only recently has there been a couple of sentences about it. Dr. Fauci ignores it. Of course, he is, you know, he's Mr. Science now. He's the god of science. So, you know, and all that's positioned in such a way because you have that what I call spirit of invalidation. If I can invalidate you and cancel you and shut you down, you know, that takes you out of the conversation. But that's not the way we reason intelligently and advance our knowledge on any matter, whether it has to do with COVID or running a government or dealing with our kids or anything like that, is to shut down, you know, conversation. And that's not very positive.
That's right. And I would also say on natural immunity, you know, the reality is that it can't be monetized. And you have to, you know, just be honest about the fact that there's a lot of money to be made here by big pharma. There's a lot of control to be put out there by not only government, you know, local government, potentially federal government, also corporations. I mean, they're just essentially saying to their employees in many cases, either get this vaccination or get fired. That's an incredible amount of power. And they know that if they can get away with that and controlling people's health, what comes next? Well, we don't really know. I've looked into this extensively. I myself monitored my own immunity. I'm not anti-vax. I really want people to make their own decision. My own parents got vaccinated. And you know what? My mom got vaccinated. And then she made a decision that she didn't want to get the booster unless it was necessary. So you know what she did? She went to her physician and they tested her for antibodies. They said, oh, how fascinating. I've had those antibodies all along. Yet I can eat a sandwich in a restaurant in New York City. It's really interesting. And if you look at some of the antibody comparisons with the spike protein antibodies between based on vaccinated and unvaccinated people, you'll find that people who had COVID already and didn't get the vaccine, sometimes their immunity is more robust than the vaccinated, and they're still being discriminated against. So what
exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Jen and I after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Jedediah Vila continues with us. The former Fox News host and host on The View sat in the conservative chair, and she's got a new book out. And Jedediah, I got to tell you, when I saw Hartley, I thought, is that her son's name? and would she put her son on, you know, on the cover? Because, you know, most celebrities, especially these days, we want to protect our children and maintain some anonymity. But that's kind of like the spirit of this book. I mean, you're very honest and transparent throughout the book. And, you know, starting with, hey, here's my son. And what a beautiful young man he is.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. And, you know,
you and your husband did good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I wrote this during the pandemic, and I started to see the division that was happening, and I started to get concerned about some of the decision-making, particularly with the school shutdowns. And I was looking at this little boy who I love with my whole heart, who was smiling up at me and unfortunately didn't have access to a lot of the social stuff that we would have loved for him to have. I couldn't do Mommy and Me or Daddy and Me this and that because they were all shut down. We were in New York City. So I started to feel like I had all of this to say to him, and I wanted the values of freedom and personal responsibility and being the architect of your own life and all of these things to kind of hit home with him throughout his life. And I said, you know what, he's not going to absorb it all today if I say it to him, but if I write it down, he will.
Exactly.
So it started as letters to him that were actually going to be personal and were not going to be published. I actually had a full book proposal already written for another book that had been accepted, and I had an offer. And I said, you know what? I said, this is a time to be brave. And maybe by sharing my stories, my mistakes, there's a lot of memoirish stuff in this book, a lot of stuff I did wrong, I wish I had done right, sharing my family, sharing our struggles, my child, and being unafraid to say, this is my family, this is who we are. You know, I share a lot of my family on social media as well. Maybe by putting that out there, I can sort of inspire other people to do the same and to remember that we may see things a little bit differently, but that's okay. I still love my child. I know you still love your children. I know we all can come together and have a real conversation again. So it was about kind of giving him those lessons, but also for all of us. So if you have a child, a niece, a nephew, a granddaughter, a grandson, if you teach kids at school and you're worried about that next generation and just having them build, you know, you want them to have strong backbones and strong principles and be confident and comfortable to share their opinions and all of those things. And this is a book that I think you'll really appreciate. And I think you'll feel that it came from a really good place. I do share a lot of mistakes because we all make mistakes. And I wanted it to feel like a space where people felt like, you know what, they could find a little bit of themselves in the book and share it and know that we're all kind of in this together.
I got to tell you, one of the big takeaways for me early in business was with Hewlett-Packard. And one of the values they held as a company that they celebrated mistakes. And that was so unusual for me, maybe because of my Catholic background and being raised by nuns. Okay. All right. So, you know, that you kind of like, you know, you wince at that. But it was so freeing for me to realize that there was a company as big as Hewlett-Packard that celebrated mistakes, that it was okay, that's what you learn from. And out of that came this idea, and I tell my kids all the time, it's experience that defines preference. You know, with each experience, there's going to be takeaways. I mean, like for you, I mean, you're open. You're telling your son about, you know, about a love interest that you had in, you know, college or before you went to college, I guess. And this was still in high school. And 15 years later, you finally meet his dad and he's your soulmate. But, you know, you're very open about that. So tell our audience a little bit, Jedediah, how, you know, from there to here, you know, a bit of your story.
Yeah, you know, and I wrote about, you're referencing one of the first chapters is about heartbreak. And I wrote about that experience about a first love, which was actually in college, and what that was like for me, because it was really hard. And I wanted him to know that out of hard stuff, you sometimes find a lot of strength. So I share a lot about that. And it's funny, I had that conversation with my husband. I was like, you think it's cool to share this? And he was like, yeah, I think you really should. There's a really good lesson. And think about it. You know, Hartley may read this book at many different times of his life, as any child could. And maybe when you're 20 and you go through a heartbreak of your own, you'll read that chapter and it will resonate with you. So my story, I grew up in a middle-class home in Staten Island, New York. My parents had to work really hard to pay off that mortgage. I write about the American dream. I write about that story because I somehow landed on television. I had no, you know, fancy connections. We didn't come from money. So I wanted, you know, again, my child to know that many wonderful things are possible in this great country of ours. Not that it's not flawed, not that it isn't, you know, our history doesn't have some mistakes. Of course it does. And it's important that we acknowledge them, but that doesn't mean that there aren't great possibilities here as well. And I felt like I was a good example of that. And I found my way to, I taught in the school system for several years, 6 years actually, which is why the school policies with respect to COVID were stunning, because the flu is actually more dangerous to children. And yet I worked for 6 years in schools with rampant flus, and there was never once a mention of masks or flu shots being mandated, or it's been kind of extraordinary to watch this unfold from that perspective.
Exactly.
But I talk about diversity of thought in the book, and I talk about all of these challenges that I encountered in life, and how, you know, you mentioned Catholic school and how I was like a yes person my whole life, and I wound up in jobs that I didn't want, and how to kind of feel comfortable to be grateful and have that gratitude, but say, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm really passionate about this other thing, so I'm going to go for it. My story is kind of filled with twists and turns and landing in jobs and, oh, this is great. Oh, maybe it's not anymore. And having the comfort to really express myself. It's not always received well that I tell people my honest truth and that I'm not tied to a political party and I'm not here to back up a politician. Sometimes people get mad because I can be kind of unpredictable. But the reality is that that's what a free-thinking person should be, right?
Exactly.
I'm telling you how I feel. I'm trying to back it up with research. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not always right. But I am free thinking, and I'm not giving you a talking point from a television show or a network or anything like that. That's always been the case. It's been kind of a struggle career wise at times, but it's an important lesson for my child and for everyone. So what you'll find in the book is those twists and turns. And I think that if you're going to build strong children, you have to build children that know that mistakes happen. And more important than that, they have to know that you can come out of those mistakes, learn something, and make better choices in the future. There's just so much that they have to learn about being human and just recognizing that we're all flawed.
Exactly.
I talk about faith and what my faith journey looked like. I talk about how not everyone should get a trophy, because if everyone gets a trophy, then no one really gets a trophy. So
exactly.
There's a lot of compassion and you know, my story, like I said, I kind of came from, you know, people used to joke, oh, you grew up behind the Staten Island dump. I did. That's where I grew up. You know, that's my family worked really, really hard. That's where I grew up. But, you know, in this country, big things are possible if you follow your gut, you follow your heart. So it's a very empowering book. And I think my life has kind of shown, if people have followed my career, if nothing else, I will say this girl tells us what she thinks.
Exactly.
Not towing the line. There you go.
Yeah, we have enough of that already. It is refreshing, Jedediah, and you've always been that way. And I look forward to your new projects coming down the pike, because I know you. They're not, this isn't done. And you're off and rolling, and there's more to look forward to here. And, the neat thing about all this is all based on a foundation of a free country, a free America. That you talk about diversity. I mean, we are built on diversity. And the whole idea is the way they came and this freedom of thought and liberty. And this is what's at risk right now. We got about a minute left, so I'm going to let you wrap it up in terms of what you see, you know, down the road for the future of America.
Yeah, I'm worried. I mean, I'm truthfully worried. I'm worried about the school systems. And, you know, I want my kid to be able to walk into a room full of people who see the world differently and feel that he can express himself, feel that he won't be ostracized for expressing himself. You know, I want schools to be places where kids really figure out how to think about things and figure out what they stand for. I want parents to have rights so that they're not told to sit down and shut up at board meetings because they may not like what's going on in a school, that they have a voice to express those things. These are things that you have to fight for. And maybe this particular mandate we're talking about right now, maybe you're sitting at home and saying, well, I don't mind. You know, I want to get vaccinated. I want everybody to get vaccinated. This particular mandate may work for you then, but what about the next one? What about the next issue that arises? Maybe you feel that that one doesn't work for you. You're going to need people like me out there fighting for your freedom to make decisions for yourself. So what I want is a world built on self-empowerment, a world built on people making good decisions for themselves.
Thank you, Jedediah.
Has teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality is that I
was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel has shared intelligence over the past 2 weeks with U.S. and European allies, suggesting that Iran is taking technical steps to prepare to enrich uranium to 90% purity, the level needed to produce a nuclear weapon. It should also be noted there is no civilian use for 90% enriched uranium. Nuclear talks resume in Vienna, with Iran returning to the negotiating table after a five-month delay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday changed its previous recommendation for booster shots, saying everyone 18 and older should receive a booster dose. Last month, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky relayed a key advisory committee's recommendation that adults may get the shot.
Miss USA 2021 is Kentucky!
Miss Kentucky, Ellie Smith, was crowned 2021's Miss USA at Monday night's pageant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we're going to talk about shopping for a real Christmas tree. You know, shopping with a real for a real Christmas tree with family and friends is a tradition that many love to enjoy, and this time of year for the lifelong memories it creates. In fact, in a recent survey, are you ready for this? 89% of people who previously bought artificial Christmas trees and switched to a real one in 2020 said they wish they had done so sooner. Now, that's right. Converts to real trees are loving it and not looking back. If you're considering making the switch from artificial to real, this could be the year to do it. And here to talk about it, the traditions of real Christmas, we've got a third-generation Christmas tree farmer, Ashley Aull, and Taylor Kalmus, known as Dude Dad on social media and host of TV's Super Dad. Ashley and Taylor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, Ashley, why should we choose a real Christmas tree this year?
Well, growing up on a Christmas tree farm, I've always had a real tree, but I can say for someone who might be on the fence in terms of buying or considering a real tree, it is an opportunity to bring Christmas into your home. It smells like Christmas. It's good for the environment, and there's nothing quite like a real Christmas tree.
I was going to say, without a doubt, the odors of a Christmas tree, it just says Christmas, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
100%.
Yeah. Well, there's the Dude Dad in the background, and we got to get him in here. It seems like in the news, Taylor, that there's a shortage of, the shortage of everything. I mean, you know, the shelves are empty, but that's not the case for Christmas trees this year. Is that correct?
Well, it is a little bit tighter this year, as I think Ashley's talked about, but
I mean, for me and my family, that just means we got to get out there as soon as possible. So you got as many choices as you can right away, right after Thanksgiving. That's our tradition. Get out there and find the family Christmas tree. And honestly, for us, like, as long as we get a tree, we don't care what species it is. We like to kind of have that adventure every year to get a different kind and just make it our own family tree. My kids love it. It's like a tradition now every single year, right after Thanksgiving, we go on the hunt to find that perfect tree.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of...
Go ahead.
No,
I can't touch on. There's a little bit of you might not get the same variety or maybe the same size that you're used to, but if you're flexible this year, you can certainly find a perfect tree for your family.
And Ashley, as Taylor pointed out, I guess some of the news is valid that you know, there might be you know, some shortage, but that's all the reason more to get started early, right?
Absolutely. Real trees take a little time to grow, so we're running into a little bit of a shortage this year, but farmers have been working really hard to make sure that they get trees out to retail lots on time for families to go this weekend, and shop early, and you'll find it.
Taylor, you know, you mentioned making lasting family memories while picking out your real tree. How does finding the perfect real tree help create these fun experiences for the kids and everybody?
So, I mean, with my kids, like, they love it. They're all about it. And right after Thanksgiving, they know it's time to go find the tree. So we make a whole day of it. We get the hot cocoa, put it in the thermos. We go out to the local Christmas tree lot and just spend, you know, an hour looking through all the trees and finding the perfect one. I know ahead of time that it doesn't really matter which tree we get. They're going to have the same, you know, joy and experience. But for them to be able to point at it and go, no, this one, and we finally all make a decision, take it home, decide how we're going to decorate it that year. We try to do it different every year. Sometimes we'll do, like, all homemade decorations. Other times we'll pull all the, you know, same decorations out of the tub. And, yeah, it's a whole thing, but it's something they look forward to every single year.
You know, Ashley, I like the way Taylor lays this out. It's about the experience and the adventure of it all. It's not necessarily about an objective. You know, the type A personalities may need to have to dial it back just a little bit, and because you miss out on, you know, these extra, you know, benefits and these extra experiences that come along with shopping for your Christmas tree, right?
100%. It's like, it's not something you just check off a list, you know. It's not just like, Christmas tree up, we're good to go. It's an experience that you, like, take your kids on and get them to enjoy.
I have two little boys, too, and they got super excited about putting their Christmas tree up this year. But from an industry perspective, what I really love, even before I had kids, is that we had the opportunity to kind of provide a little Christmas magic for families across the country. And I just think that that's a super special thing to be able to do as a Christmas tree farmer.
And what's that like for you, Ashley? I mean, you're a third generation Christmas tree farmer. Give us a little feel of what that means for you, especially this time of year.
Well, Christmas trees are in my blood. My grandparents started the farm, and my parents took over, and now my brother and I are in charge of running the day-to-day operations, and we're just so lucky to be able to provide a little bit of Christmas joy for everyone, no matter what.
That's how they come in every year. They load them up on a train, they bring them through, drop them off at each of the towns.
How exciting. Is this perfect or not? I mean, we've got a train coming through, and Taylor, they didn't have to put you on the train to, you know, on the tracks to stop it. They just know to stop and drop all these trees off, huh? That's great.
100%. Yep. They just fill up a lot along the way.
Ashley, you mentioned that, you know, Christmas trees and the whole experience really is good for the environment. Expand on that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, many people don't know that Christmas trees are actually farm grown. So similar to the ingredients that go in your salad or the pumpkin that you get and carve for Halloween, Christmas trees are grown with the intent of being harvested. And as a part of our production cycle, we are planting new trees every year. And estimates are we're at least replacing one for one, but oftentimes it's more.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to grow? Go ahead, Taylor. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a consumer, I mean, I really love getting a real tree because I know that I'm supporting our local farmers and stuff, and that the money I spend on that Christmas tree, I know the tree, where the tree came from, and it, all my money's going straight back into my local economy.
Are you surprised that so many people who bought a artificial tree last year said if they had it to do again, they would they really want to go with real? And 89% of the people said, hey, look, it, we wish we had bought a real Christmas tree and done it sooner and not waited so long, right? Are you surprised with that number?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me because, like, if you're getting an artificial tree, what you really want is a real tree. Like, it's just, it's, the artificial tree is mimicking the real tree, so why not just get the real tree to start with?
Exactly. I'm right with you. We touched on this just a little bit, Ashley, but tell our audience, you know, how long does it take to grow a real Christmas tree?
Well, Bill, that's the number one question I get as a Christmas tree grower, and it's a really long time. It's somewhere between 8 to 10 years for, like, a 7 to 8 foot tall tree. But that really depends on where the farm is located throughout the country and the variety. Some take a little bit longer, some take a little bit less. Fun fact, for the trees that I planted this year in 2021, those will be ready for your Christmas celebration in 2031.
Oh, wow. That's, you know, you think about that. That's amazing. That's a love, that lot of love and a lot of environment that goes into that, and not to mention some future memories, to say the least. Where's the best place for people to find a real Christmas tree?
At your local Christmas tree lot.
It's just that simple, isn't it?
Yeah, you can go on to itschristmaskeepitreal.com to find the nearest Christmas tree lot for you and learn more about real Christmas trees.
Well, Ashley All, a third-generation Christmas tree farmer, and Taylor Kalmus, the Dude Dad, host of TV's Super Dad, have been with us to talk about real Christmas trees this year. Again, as we wrap things up, go ahead and tell them one more time, Taylor, where they can go for more information.
You can go check out itschristmaskeepitreal.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the attorney contributor town hall, WND, the Christian Post, and Newsmax. Rachel Alexander joins us. Happy several days after. We made it through the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much to be thankful for, right?
You bet. And let's all be thankful for employment who have employment.
Yes, exactly. I mean, hey, I've been seeing where some people who are willing to help out because some of these local businesses are low on staff, that they're offering, you know, their time and talents to help these small businesses, get through the holiday. Good for them.
Yeah, it's really, we're in a different era. And if people want to, you know, find another job, now is the time to find another job, because you're never going to have it, you know, this great with all the benefits and bonuses and things they're trying to do to lure people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what happens when you have more jobs than people. And as I reminded my kids about, Rachel, is that, you know, in order to stand out in the labor force today, well, of course, the first thing is you got to be vaccinated or work for some company that can accept the fact that you have natural immunity, which, oh, by the way, is starting to come out. They're realizing that people who are naturally immune are they're finding
off.
That are better off. Exactly. And so, you know, go figure that, right? And, of course, now then we got this new variant that's coming on the shores, which, you know, the government loves because, you know, that makes Dr. Fauci, you know, the king czar once again, right?
Oh, my gosh. He is such an embarrassment, and I think the left is finally getting it. And I just have to say, you know, my lefty friend messaged me last night just scared to death because his brother, who was vaccinated, had to go to the hospital.
Right.
So these people don't know what to do. They've got their vaccinations, but it's not saving all of them. And
no.
So they're, because of this horrible information, and, you know, what about his brother? What if he doesn't get ivermectin? What if he doesn't get hydroxychloroquine? I mean, he's not going to be taking that type of stuff because that's what they're not hearing. And so
exactly.
I feel really horrible for these people on the left who might be dying.
I don't mean to sound so extreme here, but sometimes when you go to a hospital, it's almost like Russian roulette, isn't it? I mean, are you going to get a doctor who's sympathetic, that's going to move against the curve, that says, hey, look at ivermectin and some of these therapeutics are proving, and so we're going to use those, even though there's some powers to be say that they should not use them, and people are dying? I mean, we're up to, I think the latest VAERS that I was reading this morning was over 18,000 people have died post-COVID in injection. So that's a lot of people that are dying, and we still have very limited information as to why, as this one doctor I may have shared with you last time we talked, Dr. Ryan Cole, who's one of these super degreed epidemiologists and all this, so he knows about what he's talking. He said that he's shocked to realize there's only been one autopsy that has been conducted on a patient who has died post-vaccination of COVID. Well, you know, he says in his profession and his disciplines, you know, autopsies are everything. They tell you everything that you need to know. So why are they purposely withholding information?
Yes, I do know who Dr. Ryan Cole is. I just cited him in a recent article of mine, and the left is already trying to discredit him. And what scares me is they are not doing hardly any statistics or tracking of people who have died after they've gotten the vaccine. In fact, the CDC pretty much said, we are not going to track this stuff. And if you look at their website, I think it was back about April, or maybe even a little earlier than April, when they said they were hardly going to track it anymore. I think it's an effort that's deliberately being done because they don't want people to know how many people are actually dying from the vaccine. And what scares me, you know, when my lefty friend's brother went to the hospital last night, like you said, what if he had gotten a bad doctor and that doctor had said, because my friend's brother said he was having problems breathing, totally healthy, young and healthy. So what if that doctor had said, okay, we're going to put you on the ventilator? My friend said the only reason they told him to go home, he thinks, is because they didn't have enough room for him in the hospital.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
because
as
my doctor reported, the chances of you coming off the ventilator, your life expectancy is greatly reduced. Only a third of the people who go on a ventilator actually go home. The rest of them are they pass. That's, and those numbers aren't being, you know, told to the American people. The other thing relevant to the scare tactics that the left is using here is there was a report earlier last week, I think about 5 days ago, headline says, Africa, no masks, no vax, no COVID, right? That was 5 days ago. Interesting that yesterday we get the news that this Omicron variant has come out of Africa. How convenient is that? It can't help but make you a little bit suspicious, doesn't it? That here, you know, because Africa wasn't fitting into the narrative. And so did they plant something there? And of course, what we're finding out is that, the cases and the effects are mild. It's a mild deal. I mean, like a very soft flu kind of effect is what they're experiencing there. But meanwhile, you know, the president has stopped all travel of South Africa along with seven other countries, which I think is quite ironic because remember when Donald Trump stopped travel, you know, from China to the, he was a xenophobe and all this other stuff that was going on. but no outrage for this Democratic president.
And even if this new Omicron naturally sprung out of Africa, okay, everyone's like, oh, you're such a conspiracy theorist. Naturally sprung up, right? Okay, let's give them that. Let's say it naturally sprung up. Where is the investigation as to how it naturally sprung up? They won't do it. You won't see the WHO going in there or any national organization, international organization like the UN, trying to figure it out. Okay? That's what we're going to see. I predict it, and
Yeah. Well, you know, this is the problem with all this and this pandemic that's going on is we don't know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. And the people are scared stiff. And when they are scared like this, they will surrender their freedoms. And sadly, this is what's happening in, the greatest democratic republic on the planet in history is that the people are folding. And we've got to encourage the people to stand strong, to hold their ground and not let fear allow them to surrender their freedoms. Because once the dominoes start falling, and the thing is, Rachel, it's still a small number of people that are involved here that are, you got the old tail shaking the dog here, don't you?
Right. And you know what bothers me is every time I think the American people are finally starting to see through it and we're ending the pandemic, there's a new twist. Something else happens. Like, you know, this Omicron variant jumps up, and even though, like you said, it's very mild, it doesn't matter. My lefty friend literally warned me yesterday and said, 2 weeks and we're going back down into lockdown again nationally.
Right.
And he usually knows what the left is doing before you and me on the right figure it out. And so looks like that's what the left is going to do with this mild Omicron is lock us all down again.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out because reasonable people, Rachel, are responding. They're outraged. They've had enough of this stuff. And we're tired of being lied to. You know, where's the veracity? Where is the track record? I mean, to such a degree that even Joe Biden's ratings in terms of how he handled, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that people thought he was doing a good job in handling COVID. Now they go, he's the pits. I mean, you know, so this is all quite telling, and it's revealing that the American people are waking up. I wanted to address an article that you had just posted regarding Kyrsten Sinema, and that's the right's love affair with her. And as you call it, the elephant in the room. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I've been in Arizona since 1996, and I was around when Kyrsten Sinema was a flaming liberal. And so I've watched her over the years, and I don't believe that she's gone way to the right at all. I believe she's made a few strategic decisions on a few high-profile bills. I believe she did that deliberately on purpose because Arizona is still a red state. And I'm just tired of people on the right going, oh, she's so wonderful. No, she's not wonderful. She was in the right place at the right time to, you know, help hold up a couple of bills. That's it. Don't give her any more credit than that. I'm tired of the left pretending, oh, we don't know why she's acting like that. No, you do, because Arizona is still a red state. And that woman, I'll give her this, she is very bright. And so she's figured that out. And that is what I call the elephant in the room. The fact that Arizona is a big Republican elephant state.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, what's her voting record?
It's horrible. She's got a lifetime rating from the American Conservative Union of a 14. It used to be a 13 when she first entered Congress. There are Democrats with more moderate records than her. She's not the most moderate Democrat. And Heritage Foundation gives her a 9. I mean, this is pretty standard Democrat. That's not that much different from a lot of Democrats in Congress.
Yes. Well, this is what I was concerned with, and I was glad you're writing about this because between Manchin and her, they've become the darlings and almost the lifeline for conservatism, right?
Right. I mean, and everybody's focused on them. Everybody's talking about them, and that's great, but don't overdo it. I have one friend on the right who goes on and on about how hot she is and how he wants her to run as vice president, you know, in 2024 on a ticket. And I'm like, you people are insane. This woman, and one of my friends who knows her really well said, she's told him she's not ever going to become a Republican.
Well, without a doubt, we got to leave it there and to be continued in the coming weeks. Rachel Alexander has been our guest, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, as well as Newsmax. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.